I will call the meeting to order. Can everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Here.
Rita is excused. Rayette?
Here.
Carlene is excused. Jackie?
Here.
Ellie?
Let's be excused.
Yeah, excused. Sure. We have a quorum.
Okay. Kirk, can I get a list of others in attendance that are showing?
Yes. Cheryl, I'm sorry. Can you make me co-host, please, so I can rename the one call-in
person? Sure. Yeah, and I can hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can. Yeah.
Okay. So we have myself. Cheryl is logged in on her computer. Can we hear who the phone caller is, please? 5767 299-5767.
Hey, Kirk, this is Kyle Settles.
Okay, thank you. Kyle Settles. Harlan Newman, the district office conference, KINCO conference. 497-3365, telephone caller. Who is that, please?
It's Carter UTech.
Carter UTech. DJ Madison, David Nielsen, Hillary Seifert, KSDP, Lindsay Pinkelman, Megan Gatlin, and Paul Barker. And that's all.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the King Cove conference room?
Yes, we have Amy Mack, Lynette Mack, and Jacqueline Dela Cruz.
Nobody in Accutan? And then is there anybody else in False Pass?
No, it's just Megan.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Hi, Amy.
Yeah,
come in.
Yeah.
And we are adding Amy Eubank. Next on the agenda is approval of the agenda. During our workshop, we discussed making a deletion and addition. We'll be deleting the superintendent's evaluation and adding executive session with Clint Campion, the lawyer. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion with the correction.
This is Carla, second.
Motion made by Hillary, seconded by Carla. Can I get a roll call?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next is the approval of the minutes, regular minutes, January 18th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of January 18th,
Is there a second?
This is Jackie. I will second.
Roll call.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And next we have recognition and presentations. I don't see anything in the packet. Is there anything? No? Okay. We'll move on to public comments on agenda items. Do we have any public comments in King Cove?
No, no public comments here.
None. Sandport?
Yes, I have a public comment. Oh. Hi.
Yep. Wherever you want to.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm Amy Eubanks. I teach in Sandport. And I know that it says proposed school calendar, but I just want you guys to know that there's a lot of us that would like to have been part of this school calendar coming across, or at least to have options. And maybe the reason why we're doing it, and I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, but this doesn't look like it was really put together by a teacher. And I think a lot of us teachers would like input on just a couple of things, you know, and so that maybe when you guys got your calendar, you would have like three or four options. And maybe the reason why we're doing what we want to do. I've looked at a lot of different calendars from all over the state, like Dutch and Anchorage and Matsu and UPIC school district, you know, and a lot of them have committees, you know, like teacher committees to go look at the calendar. And I know this was something we talked about last year, and then to see this in here, I'm kind of disappointed, because when I reached out to people, other teachers, I'm like, did anybody have any input on this? And they're like, no, we wanted to. So maybe down the road, if you guys aren't going to approve this during this meeting, maybe have that be something that, you know, we talk about teacher retention, we talk about frustration, and it's like, we're high in frustration. And this is one of the things that just kind of like, okay, we can't have a 10-minute conversation about some of the things in the calendar. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy.
Would you like me to interject here, Rhea?
Sure, go ahead.
So I emailed the calendar to Shell and asked him to reach out to membership and get back with me by the end of the week, just for clarity.
Did you do it last week or this week? Because I talked to him yesterday and he did not have a calendar.
You're on mute. I think you're muted.
I think I sent it to him yesterday and asked him to just take till the end of the week. So that's fine. We'll be reaching out to teachers.
And then we have till the end of the week. It's kind of like, that's not going to give us time. When are we going to supposed to put that together? So maybe we thought out.
Well, it wouldn't be up for review by the board until the next regular meeting. So, I mean, if he reaches back out and says, hey, we need more time, then I guess that wouldn't be a problem. But on the other hand, if I don't set some kind of deadline, then it never happens. So.
So would the district calendar not be an action item in new business then? We wouldn't be adopting.
Yeah, we could just table it until we get some feedback from the teachers, if we get feedback from the teachers. So.
Okay.
Well, we decided today in the workshop that was just a proposed calendar anyway.
Hold on, here it says.
It says it's action on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is a draft. It was specified as a draft.
Are there any other comments on agenda items with people on the phone or on Zoom? Okay, hearing none. We'll move down to student reports, and our student rep is absent, so we'll just move on to that. And board reports, Cheryl, were there any that came in?
I don't think so.
No. Does anybody have a board report they need to give?
I don't think anyone went to any kind of trainings.
Okay, well, Patrick, you're next on superintendent's report.
So I have submitted a superintendent's report. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for Mr. Mayor? From the board? All right, next would be the business manager's report. Dave?
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board, Superintendent Mayor. The business manager report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nielsen from the board on his report? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the current financial report.
This is Jackie. I make a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Jackie, second by Carla. Can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next would be department reports, activities report. Kyle?
Hey, I submitted my activities report and I have no additional comments. I can answer any questions if there are any directed towards me.
Are there any questions? Okay, thank you. And special education, Hillary?
I report to the board unless anyone has any questions.
Are there any questions for Hillary? All right, thank you. And the technology report, Kirk?
Thank you, Madam President. I have submitted the technology report. It's in the packet. I have nothing further to add at this point. I will entertain any questions.
Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, I guess we move into new business. The FY23 district calendar.
I move we table it till next meeting.
Had one question. Sorry, this is Jackie. On the calendar, since we're on that item, if any of those in-service days correlate to any type of teacher conferences or anything, if there's any significance in the days that are marked in-service, like November 1st, January 3rd, or May 23rd?
No, same as last year.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's pretty much set up the same as last year. Okay. We try to
Because I just thought we talked about that at one time to make sure those days lined up with certain things that, you know, are beneficial for teachers and professional development. I have no idea what kind of professional development opportunities there are, but I just wanted to ask.
But we never have enough time for professional development.
We have a motion, right?
Yeah.
And a second. All right. Can I get a roll call to...
Who's a second?
Jackie, we're... No.
No, she asked a question. No. I'll second. Okay.
Motion by Carla, second by Hillary to...
Table
the district calendar until next regular meeting. Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Hillary?
Yes.
Freyette?
Yes.
Ellie? Oh, sorry. Motion carries.
Next on new business is informational, which is a curriculum update. Can we get a curriculum update?
So we covered that today. Our district focus is on primarily health right now. We have obtained the materials, most of the materials. Melanie Hadaway is working to with teachers to guide them through the curriculum process and, you know, establish a structure that will be beneficial for teachers down the road. She wasn't able to be here. Her husband had a medical issue. We have been working, all of us together, to develop some process documents for review of materials in the case of health. Those are not finished, but they're well on their way to being done. And also she is working with folks on math curriculum, particularly at elementary, and developing a math developing an elementary curriculum handbook, which has been certainly needed for many years in the district. Just developing and outlining that process for how we handle curriculum moving forward. So I don't know, Hillary, if you have anything to add to that.
No, I don't. I think I did a, to the best of my ability, a recap of what Melanie's done thus far with the film work during the workshop.
That's all I have.
I know it's only informational, but I just want to reiterate that during the workshop, my comments on the importance, I feel that including keyboarding and handwriting back into our curriculum eventually, and that it's an important piece that I think we're missing now that's not done regularly or required by teachers to integrate in the daily schedule. Other than that, that's all I have. Does anybody else have questions? All right. Next is Board Policy 6000. We reviewed some of the board policy today, and we were going to review it on ourselves and put updates as in the Google Docs. One of the areas that we need to address eventually is the attendance. So I'm not sure how would we take action on this since it's not really finalized or we never finished it. Mm-hmm. Would that be something we would move into our next meeting?
Say we wait till we're.
I don't think we would take any action unless we had something to change. There's no proposed changes at this time.
Okay. Then the next agenda item is the Alaska Native Education Program grant. And Hillary's looking for support for the resolution. Maybe Hillary, you want to give a little update on that?
Sure. So I did a brief overview of the application for the NNEP grant. And then just prior to the meeting, I sent out to the board that draft of the assurances and the resolution. And just prior to the meeting, there were just a couple of changes Hillary noted in the background. There are 8 tribes. And so she wanted me to add the Bulkowski tribe for the resolution numbering. It should be numbered 2022-01 because it'll be the first resolution of the year. So I'll change that. And then she just reminded me that the DUNS number will be done away with grants.gov in the near future. But those were the only changes that I'll be making. So, yes, I'm just seeking the board's approval of the assurances and the resolution so that I may, on behalf of the district, apply for a grant.
And did everybody get a copy of the resolution in their email? Okay. I'd entertain a motion to support resolution. Was it 2022-01. Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is Jackie. I would make a motion to support resolution 2022-01 for application to seek funding from the Alaska Native Education Program grant.
I'll second that, Harlan here.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do we have questions? I just have, can I ask a question to Hillary?
Oh, Hillary, do you mind if Hillary asks you a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, just one more on the training. So it talks about training in the grant. So I was wondering, is this training going to be in district, in service, or online? Or what kind of trainings were they going to have for the staff?
So part of that will be through hiring math specialists or math coaches. So some of that will be in-house training. I'll be looking for, you know, trying to incorporate that local, teacher leadership team that we've started to formulate with CLSD. So some in-house training and probably, you know, looking to contract out for, you know, actual, you know, specialists in math strategy, best practices. There'll be money written into the grant to, you know, hire outside consultants as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is personnel. We have a few new hires. Andrew Nason, Karen Kalmakoff, Carmen Newman. Is there a motion to accept the new hires?
Make a motion.
I move.
Calling you.
I'll second it.
Harlan, Carla, can roll call?
Jackie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And next would be resignations. Annette Thornton Barnett. Akutan, Kevin Barnett, Akutan, Alexander Williams, Sandpoint, Andrew Husenvelt, Sandpoint, Marquez Novak, Sandpoint, Kyle Settles, Sandpoint, Amy Settles, Sandpoint, Donna Matthews, Sandpoint, Stephen Mixon, Sandpoint, Amanda Mixon, Sandpoint, Christy Devine, Sandpoint, Lenny Brandle, King Cove, and Allison Harrington, King Cove. Get a motion to accept resignations.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next is public comments on non-agenda items. Are there any public who have comments on non-agenda items in King Cove?
Well, it wasn't that. It was on agenda, but I didn't know how many people were resigning. So if I could say something, I would like to, because we've worked with a lot of these people for quite a few years, and it's going to be sad to see a lot of them go. We've had amazing times and nice workshops and great, you know, camaraderie amongst our staff. And so it's going to be sad to see a lot of these people leave our district.
Thank you. Is there any other public on the phone that has any comments or?
To dovetail into that last comment, we will miss you all. We just have a very strong pull, pulling us away.
Right. Thank you.
That was next Kevin, is by the way.
I assumed so. Okay. Is Annette there also? Oh. Nope, you're on mute. You're on mute, Kevin. Nope, still
on
there.
She's
on
the way back right now. She's still traveling.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you. Next is board comments. And so we'll start in King Cove. Jackie?
I have no board comments at this time.
Okay. Harlan?
Yep, no comments either. Thank you.
Nothing? Harla? Hillary?
I have a board comment. I'd just like to thank everybody who was involved with our close-up group and getting our kids back on schedule for close-up. I think this is a very good educational piece for all of our students within our district. And I'm happy to say that our students will be going. They're going a week later than originally planned, but I'm glad it's a go.
Thank you, Hillary. I guess that leaves me. I just wanted to follow up on exit interviews, how we're doing on an exit interview survey, because I did notice in a couple of the resignations that staff would like to provide feedback to us. And I think that's important for us moving forward to help us identify what's going on in our district, what ways we can improve, what we're doing well. So is there any progress on the exit interviews?
Yeah, we've actually been working on a tool to send to people that are leaving. So it's not done yet, but we're kind of piloting it to prepare to send out.
And that will cover all district staff, not just teachers, correct?
Who else should it cover if it's an exit interview?
Well, I'm thinking that any staff that works for our district, because
staff that are leaving,
yes, an exit interview. If there's a staff member who is resigning, I think that from the bottom to the top, their input is valuable.
Okay. We might have to tweak it a little bit, and I'm assuming that you're talking about resignations, right?
I would say resignations, not as much like if we're letting people go, then that would be on our end. But if people are resigning their positions, it'd be nice to know why and what we can do you know, same concept, what we're doing well, what we could be working on.
Yeah, I guess I was under the impression originally you were looking at certified staff. So you have just kind of a natural level of turnover in the classified ranks. But let me look, go back and look at it again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I stated district staff in general, but thank you. And then my other comment is on, I think we need to open up the conversation on mandatory masks in the schools, because I see a lot of districts are moving to face masks being optional, and we are going into the downslide of high cases. And I think it warrants a conversation with the board and the people, the staff, maybe the families, how they feel about mandated masks. At least looking at a red, green, or red, yellow, green method again, like we were before, instead of just making it all red. I'm not sure.
I think what we're seeing is that we're seeing a drop in statewide cases. I think it was hard for me to read the graph today regarding you know, what the 7-day average is. I guess I would refer the board to the pandemic policy that's in the 6,000s, which we have followed to the T. And so we will convene our mitigation team to look at that, I would presume, in the near future if we move into the orange, which we haven't yet.
Well, I think also something we need to take into consideration is the percentage of students and staff who have had COVID now. And so those numbers are changed. I mean, there's been a pretty high number in the past couple months that have had it. So I think that needs to be considered as well.
Sure. And we'll certainly bring that up. That's an elusive figure, because with the at-home testing, we don't really know what that number is. So, but I would anticipate that we'll see some change in that in the pretty near future here. Either this week or next week, we'll meet as a mitigation team.
Okay. And then will you give us an update after you guys meet to let us know what that looked like and what you guys thought, so that we can have some input also as a board on that?
Yeah, I'll certainly let you guys know what the decision of the group is. And again, I would refer the board to the policy in the 6,000s regarding pandemics.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Agenda items for the next meeting. We have our the governance calendar. Thank you. Cheryl's going to grab the governance calendar.
So we'll have the calendar on there for sure.
Next year, fiscal budget development, curriculum update, legislative fly-in, and boardmanship academy, approval of any new contracts, and we'll have to have calendar, district calendar.
What did you say, Jackie, about contracts?
Approval March. Of any new contracts, like if they've already found teachers for positions, those will be on there too.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to, what's on here and then the calendar. Yeah. Is there anything else? Okay.
Oh, hopefully we'll have some information about the exit exam. Our exit exam. Exit.
Oh, the exit interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be nice to have something during that time because it'll be March. Mm-hmm. Date, time, and location of the next meeting. Next meeting is listed as the 29th, March 29th.
Is that 22 or 21? 20.
This one's the 21-22.
Okay.
March 29th.
Is that we should talk about the scholarship committee then, because you're going to need one put together.
Oh, right. Yeah, so the scholarship committee will be on that agenda as well. So the last thing, well, second to the last thing on our list is the executive session to see the, speak with the lawyer. I have wording for it.
You can send the invite to everybody.
Can you maybe read it or do it?
I move to go into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would have adverse effect on the finances of the district and to discuss subjects which tend to, what? The reputation and character of any person.
Okay. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Have a roll call, please.
Is Clint Campion on?